Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's 9:51. This is Total Information AM with Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. She's an expert on Eastern Europe, Russia, and particularly Vladimir Putin. Advisor to former President Donald Trump, as a member of the National Security Council, and a key witness in his first impeachment trial.
I believe that those who have information that the Congress deems relevant have a legal and a moral obligation to provide it. I take great pride in the fact that I'm a non-partisan foreign policy expert who has served under three Republican and Democratic presidents. I have no interest in advancing the outcome of your inquiry in any particular direction except toward the truth.
Now she is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute and wants to hold an event today and will at Washington University at 4:30. The World Putin Wants, a fireside chat with Fiona Hill, that explores Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its international ramifications. Dr. Fiona Hill joins us live on KMOX. Dr. Hill, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's get right to it. What does Vladimir Putin want, Dr. Hill?
Well, sadly, he still wants the same thing in Ukraine as he did a whole year ago when he launched this invasion, which is erasing Ukraine as an independent country from our maps, certainly annexing part of its territory, you know, and also punishing the Ukrainian people, very sadly, for wanting to be themselves, to be Ukrainians, and not cowing to his demands that they identify themselves as Russians and reassociate with Moscow. And although he's obviously had many setbacks, we've all been observing this in real time, he's still persisting in pushing forward with those same goals as he had before.
Germany announced it's sending tanks, the U.S. announcing the same. Will it be a game changer?
You know, it's hard to say that tanks in of themselves will certainly be that. The whole goal of the United States and the European allies and many other countries as well is to try to enable Ukraine to push back on Russia's invasion, you know, to be able to secure its territory and reassert its sovereignty over lands that Putin has declared as annexed to Russia. And he said, you know, after September 30th, not only has Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula that we saw them do in 2014, but they've now taken the area of the Donbass, Donetsk and Luhansk, at least politically. There's still very fierce fighting going on there. It looks like World War One with, you know, trench warfare. And that's, you know, the area in which tanks and others, you know, we anticipate are going to have to be deployed in offensives in the springtime. And, of course, he's also taken over these two critical territories of Kherson and Zaporizhia, declaring that these are now part of the Russian Federation as well. And so what we're trying to do here is find ways in which Ukraine has a full spectrum ability to push back, to regain territory, and to be able to thwart these long-term goals of annexation. As you're suggesting here, when asking, will this one specific thing be a game changer? That's hardly the case. And it can't also be just on the battlefield with military support that we change Vladimir Putin's game. It also has to be in the diplomatic arena. So diplomacy, full-on diplomacy in the United Nations and elsewhere is pretty critical, as well as trying to impose economic and financial constraints on Russia and its ability to pursue this war. I mean, honestly, we're in the same sort of situation that we saw ourselves in over the course of the 20th century in terms of trying to deny then Germany's ability to annex territory in Europe. And, you know, very sadly, for most of us who thought we weren't going to ever go back to that time frame again, you know, here we are with another major land war in Europe.
Is this the start of a global war? I mean, are we seeing similarities?
Well, there's similarities in the sense that we've seen all of the mechanisms that we had to keep the peace have already been upended, right? I mean, we didn't manage to keep the peace. And then a NATO, Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe, all the kind of peacekeeping institutions that we put in place after World War II and during the Cold War that, you know, more or less worked, Putin's blasted all the way through them. And there are global impacts already from this war. everybody's been reading about food security, for example, the blockade that Russia put on the Black Sea, which has exacerbated famine in Africa and caused food prices to surge in places like the Middle East, but also, you know, here closer to home, fertilizer being pushed off world markets because Ukraine, along with Russia and Belarus and Kazakhstan, are major grain and fertilizer producers, and all of those exports were coming out of the Black Sea. We've seen warfare change, all these uses of drones. Putin is purchasing, you know, weapons from North Korea and Iran. You know, we were always talking about tanks coming from the United States or UK and Germany and other European countries, but there's global dimensions in terms of the weapons flows into this. And of course, the whole globe is talking about this war one way or another, and countries are taking sides. So whether it's, you know, kind of a full-on global conflict or not, there are certainly global dimensions to this, which means that we have to be very attentive to finding a resolution for it, because there are so many similar territorial disputes around the world and countries, you know, that have got into wars with their neighbors over their territory. And, you know, we need to find a way of setting a precedent with the resolution of this war that will then, you know, have a positive impact elsewhere rather than a negative impact, which will be inevitable if Putin gets away with this.
Well, it is exciting to say that your event today, your talk today, is sold out. Dr. Fiona Hill will be at the Washington University Assembly Series at 4:30 today, but it will be live streamed through assemblyseries.wustl.edu. Dr. Hill, welcome to St. Louis. Enjoy your speech today, and thank you so much for joining us on KMOX.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to be here, really. Thanks so much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.